AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Three dead, eight missing after the weekend storms in Oklahoma and Texas. The missing were members of several families who were staying in a vacation home in Texas that was swept away by a flash flood on the Blanco River. Red Cross spokeswoman Bristol Minsker is in San Marcos, Texas.
We haven't seen a May like this in the Central Texas area in years and years and years. Many people that I have been talking to who live here in Central Texas have lived in their homes for 30 years and have never seen the rivers rise like this.
More rain is in today's forecast for many of the areas that got slammed over the weekend. An hour from now, the president will be at Arlington National Cemetery laying a wreath in honor of the nation's war dead. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Campbell, remembered the nation's fallen military members at a Memorial Day service today in Kabul.
Today we especially honor all of our fallen of this war. We remember the over 2,300 American soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who have been killed in action during the last 14 years.
He also saluted the coalition war dead. Researchers are testing to see if an experimental drug might help healthy but at-risk people keep Alzheimer's away. Dr. R. Scott Turner is with Georgetown University's Memory Disorder Program in Washington.
This is opening a whole new chapter in possible therapies. And as I said, it's opening a whole new chapter into possible strategies that we can look to prevent Alzheimer's disease for the first time.
Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has been sentenced to 8 months in prison for unlawfully accepting money from a supporter in the United States. The sentencing comes in addition to a 6-year prison sentence he got last year in a separate bribery conviction. This ensures the end of his political career. This is AP Radio News. Oakland, California has a new Get Tough policy aimed at keeping the streets clear during protests. And protesters don't like it. Police say they're enforcing Mayor Libby Schaaf's new policy aimed at moving protesters to the sidewalks. Activist Kat Brooks.
She ran to govern a town that celebrates resistance and celebrates protest and celebrates social justice. She doesn't get to come in and crush it.
But businessman Will Krieber says there's another side to this. Some violent protesters are damaging businesses.
My heart goes out to especially like the banks and a lot of these shops that get hit that are privately owned. People who are doing this damage don't even know the neighborhood.
He talked to KGO-TV. Protesters arrested over the weekend in Cleveland will hear the charges against them read out in court today. They were demonstrating against the acquittal of a white police officer who fired at a black man and woman who were killed after a 100-mile-per-hour car chase. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.